Now, there are two realms in this world that we are living in now. One is called the natural realm. This is the realm that you and I are living. This is the realm, the dimension that is dictated by the natural laws of time, of space, and of matter. This is the realm that you and I are so familiar with. And it can be accessed through what we see, to what we hear, to what we say, to what we smell, to what we taste, and to what we touch. These are the natural realm where we access it through the five senses. And these are the ones that we are so used to. And we see it, and we hear it, and we do it every Sunday, every day of the week. But let me say this. There is another realm called the supernatural realm, or the spiritual realm. This is the dimension that is beyond and above the laws of nature of time. It is not held by time. It's not held by space. It's not held by any matter. It defies gravity even. This is the supernatural realm. And this is the real realm. And this realm is permanent. It's with us. It is invisible. Your eyes can't see it. Unless God choose to reveal himself to you. And it is eternal. It is forever. It is not time dependent like how you and I define time. That's the reason why many of us cannot wait for our prayers to be answered. We never realize that with God, time is irrelevant. Your one day is like 1,000 days to him. Your 1,000 days is like a one day to him. So, this is the difference, and this is the problem we have. We always look to the natural for things to be solved because we are living in the natural. But let me tell you, you are more than just a natural being. You are a spiritual being. May I take you back to the days of the Garden of Eden? When God created Adam, God breathed his spirit into Adam. And Adam was a spiritual being in the shape of a human because God created him like that. And the beautiful part is, in the beginning, before the fall, before they were tempted by the devil, before they disobeyed the word of God, Adam would walk with God in the cool of the evening. That's why I say our God is a cool God. He's cool, so we have to be cool, you know. We have to be casual. It's not about us, it's about him. You can dress the best, you can dress a three-piece, but when we speak and nothing happens, it comes to nothing. It's what we say and what God does that's most important. It's what we declare the word of God and he backs it up. He backs it up because he says, what he has promised, he is also able to carry it out. So if you are seated here this morning, don't look at me. Like I say, I'm the postman. Look to Jesus. Listen to the word that comes out because it's going to bring you certain things that you have not seen before. And by the way, there are people here, you have problems with your arm or shoulder. There's pain. If you are able to raise your hands a little bit right now, I want you to do that. You have pain. You have a pain in your shoulder, brother? Who else? You have, sister? Those who have pain, just stand up. Just stand up. Don't worry. We are not going to pass the offering back around. There's someone here, you have a discomfort in your stomach. I don't know what you ate last night or this morning, but you have a discomfort. If you are here, you can stand up with the rest. Right, the sister at the back. Thank you for being honest, sister. Now, I want you to close your eyes. It's not going to happen in the natural. It's going to happen in the supernatural. Just close your eyes, fix your focus on Jesus. And we're going to pray, church. We're going to pray together in agreement. And I will safely say this, boldly say this. Before the end of this service, something is going to happen. Amen. And it's going to happen big time. Hallelujah. Father, in Jesus' name, all those who are standing here, Lord, this morning, they stand by faith on the basis of your word, O Lord. That you say, O Lord, whatever that we declare from out of our lips, O Lord, your word will go forth and it shall not return void, Father. But it shall go forth and it shall bless to those who receive it, O Lord. Because your name is great, O Lord. And you said in Isaiah 53, Lord, that by your stripes they are healed. So I declare now your word, that by your stripes they are healed of their pain in the shoulder, healed of their discomfort in the stomach, healed in their body. In Jesus' name, I release the healing power because you are Jehovah Rapha, the God that heals. And Lord, we receive that healing right now on their behalf. As the action of the word has gone forth, it shall not return void. In Jesus' name we ask and pray. Amen, amen, amen. Let's give the Lord a lovely clap offering. Yes, hallelujah. Now, do you know why I so boldly do this? As I said, this is a new season. 2 weeks ago in my home church, glad tidings. Right like this. There was a sister that came into the meeting with a severe migraine headache for 4 days. Panadol was no cure. Painkillers were no cure. And she was called out. And we prayed. And in the midst of the whole message, right at the end, she came up for altar call. And she said, "Praise God, Pastor. Pain gone." While sitting through the message. So I want you to know, I think we can give the Lord a bigger clap offering. Amen. Thank you. Praise the Lord. Church, this is destiny. Amen. This is your destiny. And that destiny tells me that this place is not big enough. Now your pastor will have to pray an extra 1 more hour. Because we have put him in a spot. Praise God. So as I said, this is the supernatural realm that we are leading. And this is the cutting edge ministry of the church. But sadly, over the years, we have lost this cutting edge. We have given away our cutting edge and we have depended on the ways of men, on the ways of secularism. We have depended on the ways of humanism. We have walked in the ways of flesh. Human understanding, and we have cut off the part of the supernatural. But if you care to read the book of Acts, all the 28 chapters, you will find that almost every chapter, there is the miracles, signs, and wonders. Whenever the word of God is preached, there will be signs and wonders that will follow. Salvation will follow. Healing will follow. Deliverance will follow. Captives will be set free. Prisoners will be set free. Prison doors will be opened. But sadly, we do not see many of this happening these days. Because why? We have exchanged. We have substituted the cutting edge of the gospel of Jesus Christ for something that we would like to hear. And one of those reasons is that we have given in to reason and logic. Remember this, point number one. We have given it to reason and logic. Reason and logic tells us this. I believe what my eyes see. I believe what my ears want to hear. And my eyes see that I cannot raise my hands. I believe what the medical certificate, medical report says. I believe what the doctors tells me. We have given in to reason and logic. So much so that we have forgotten the word called faith. Faith that God says in the book of Hebrews chapter 11 verse 6. For without faith, it is impossible to please God. And everyone who comes to God must believe that He is. And He is a rewarder of them that seeks Him. As I say, God dwells in the supernatural realm. God dwells in the spiritual realm. What happened at the Garden of Eden was when Adam and Eve sinned and disobeyed God, that connection was broken. The spiritual connection was broken. Praise God, today we had Jesus come back 2,000 years ago. Amen. He restored that spiritual connection. And he said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man enters into God except through me. So Jesus has given us that link. If you have your phone, put it aside. Switch it off. Put it on silent mode. That phone is not your link to God. That phone is not your link to healing. That phone is not your link to your problems or solution. The link to your problems and solution is Jesus, the Word of God. He is the Word. In the beginning, He was the Word. And He is still the Word. He became flesh. He gave His life for you and I. He was crucified. He died. But He was resurrected. And this Word lives in you and I today. He said He will send the Holy Spirit. Wait for it. He will take you into all truth. And He did send the Holy Spirit in the upper room. And the Holy Spirit lives in you and me today. The Spirit of truth. He will lead us and He will guide us. He will teach us and He will connect us back to God. All your inner thoughts, all your problems, Holy Spirit knows, because He's living inside us. And He's able to activate what is in your heart between you and God. But you need to trust God, not in your handphones, not in what you see, because you are not operating in the natural realm. You are operating in the spiritual realm. God is spirit, and everyone who wants to come to God must worship Him in spirit and in truth. Jesus told the Samaritan woman in John chapter 4. The woman said, told Jesus, our fathers worship God in this mountain, Mount Gerizim, in Samaria. Your people, the Jews, they worship God in Jerusalem at the temple. Now listen to what Jesus answered this woman. He says, woman, you do not know what you are talking. There is coming a time that neither you and your people will worship God in this mountain, nor my people that will worship God in the temple in Jerusalem. There will come a time when we shall worship God in spirit and in truth. Worshiping God is no more based on a location. It's not even on a location like this. It's not even in a place like this. It's no point for us to run to another church. Starts with K, 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 K. I forgot the other letter. Don't. Worshiping God is no more based on a location. It's based on a person. His name is Jesus Christ. And He provides the link to God. Amen. Hallelujah. And the good news is, how to do that? Jesus gave all the solution. He gave all the solution. The way to do that is to renew your mind, your mindset. See, we are so tuned to the natural that our mindsets are all based on flesh, based on what our eyes see. But God says, faith, faith. And today, for those who stood up today, hearing the Word of God brings faith. When faith as small as a mustard seed starts to rise in your spirit, man, you can say to the mountain, be thou removed, and it shall be removed. Matthew chapter 17, verse 20. Brother, you better take down these verses, you know. I have to give you the notes after. I will have to come back to you. Because it's just coming out like that. This is where we need to know and trust God in the supernatural, supernatural powers. If you're here for the first time, you must be wondering, what service is this? This is not a religious service. It's not a church service even. It's a Holy Spirit power service. Amen. Hallelujah. Not designed by men. The programs are not set by men, but it is Spirit-led. Would you like that every Sunday? It is time to change our mindset from one of reason and logic to one of living by faith. We have substituted living by faith with human reason and logic. And that is why there's nothing happening in the church. You cannot have supernatural power performed in or manifested in such an environment where there's human logic. Human logic does not allow us to believe and have faith that God is sovereign. That the medical report can be reversed. That your relationship can be reversed. That your problems can be overcome. That God can find a way for you where there seems to be no way. Whoa, church. Aren't you glad you are here today? Just turn to your neighbor. Are you glad you are here today? And tell your neighbor now, something good is going to happen. Hallelujah. Please. Wait. Please say it like you mean it. Just say it with full conviction. The next mindset that needs to be changed is eloquence and entertainment. Now the church is all about image. Now, I'm not saying this church, I'm saying the church in general. This church is very casual. They're not concerned with image. You can wear anything, but you make sure you wear something. Don't wear nothing. We're not in the Garden of Eden, okay? Just to keep you awake. We dwell so much on positioning. We dwell so much on how to act, how to communicate, this and that. We plan everything so well, which is good. But that is not all. There must be the manifestation. If it's just pure words and it comes to nothing, then it's just religion. It's just entertainment. We need to go back to the roots. Because we have substituted the demonstration of the power of God with our entertainment and our speaking ability. We have put so much of emphasis on humanism and human styles and lifestyles and all that. We have forgotten, hey, this is a church, you know. That whatever the word of God says, the signs and wonders must follow. Now while we say everything, no signs and wonders following. So we are left wondering after every service. Where is the signs and wonders? You don't have to wonder anymore. Time for change. Amen. Time for change. We lost 3 good years being locked down. The enemy thought they could lock down the church and just kill the church completely and keep it on Zoom. Keep zooming. But God had other plans. The Holy Spirit had other plans. Now we zoom on a different way. Amen. It won't be Zoom, it'll be kaboom. Power. Walame in Tamil. You all know what walame means, huh? Yeah, power. Yesuwe walame, Jesus power. Hallelujah. Okay, I better stop here, otherwise I start preaching in Tamil. I have to apologize to my brother there. He's trying very hard to pen, you know. It's okay. Don't pen, brother. It's all right. They need to be here in church. The live thing. Don't need panning. And I can't stop myself from moving. I have to move. We have to move with the Spirit of God. Amen. We cannot be one place. It's time to move, church. It's time to move upwards. It's time to raise your level of faith. So, don't go for eloquence and entertainment. Every time there's no signs and wonders, that means you end up with entertainment lah. People ask you, how was the message? Oh, very good. That's it. I was entertained by the fantastic sound, by the worship, by the message. But that was it. No power, no demonstration. We have substituted it. We need to change that mindset. Not just the leaders, not just the pastors, but all of us. Amen. We are all empowered by the Holy Spirit. That's why Paul told the people, the church in the book of Romans, do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your minds, that you may show what is the good, acceptable, and perfect will of God is. You need to renew your mind. Your mindset needs to be changed today. From one of reason and logic to one of living by faith. Faith is the substance of things that you hope for, the evidence of things you don't see. It is invincible. Faith is invincible. It's not about seeing. It's about believing. Something you don't see, but it's going to happen. As sure as my name is David Chan, it's going to happen. That's the word of God. It is in black and white. Third mindset we need to change is the way we look at things. We set programs. We set agenda. And as a result, we have substituted our human plan and made agenda and programs for the Spirit to be led, for the Holy Spirit to work. And that's the reason why every time we do something, we want to worship, we want to praise God in our prayer meeting, we spend maybe half an hour, 1 hour in worship, and then we look at our time. Because this is the problem with online. Start on the dot, end on the dot. Isn't it? That's it. Must end one. 1 hour's time must end. I am afraid I have to break that trend. You know where the problem is? I tell you where the problem is. Just when we are entering to the gates of heaven, the pearly gates, just when we... 10 o'clock, 10 p.m. Quickly close with your prayer. And the Holy Spirit is just about to come in, you know. And we go out. So he comes into an empty church. How? What's there to see? Because we are so time conscious. I said earlier, natural laws does not dictate the move of God. The spiritual realm, and it is not time constrained. It is not subject to time. It is subject to our worship, irrespective of time. We must get in, once you get into the heavenly realm, time is irrelevant. Your 5 minutes when you are slain on the floor will look like and feel like 1 hour you spend in the heavenly realm. It will just fly by. Why I'm saying this, I have proof. I'm not simply saying this. 1 month ago, in our prayer encounter, for the longest time, the 13 years that I was in the church, we had prayer encounter. But at prayer encounter, the seats were just like that. And we had the pastors come. 10 minutes, the pastor will have opening, praise and worship, and then followed by a devotional word that may take 20 minutes. If the pastor got more material, it'll be 30 minutes. If the pastor wants to add some Ajinomoto, it'll be 45 minutes. Then after that, the next pastor comes out with a string of prayer requests. And then before the prayer request, each prayer, he will give a little word. That little word sounds and looks very big. And it'll be 10 minutes just telling. By the time they are through, it's already We start at 8:30, we end up about 9:30 because of online. Must stop on the dot. So this was happening all these years until 2 months ago. The senior pastor had a revelation. You need a revelation. We need a revelation from God. The revelation is important because the revelation moves our spirit man to do the things that are impossible. He had a revelation to reorganize the seating. He reorganized all the chairs in a circular manner and had two mics in the center. And the facilitator or the pastor on duty will have to stand in the middle. And he has to make sure he delivers the goods. That's the important part. So when the people came, they saw all the chairs were in this fashion. Everything changed because why? They're no more looking up on the stage. They're no more looking up to see men and people and the performance here. They're just worshiping God. So the focus was focused on that. And we were doing it for the last 6 months. Last month, while we were there, there was a man and a woman that were there, a new believer. They came. They came right to the front. And I called them out. Somehow, I just didn't know them. Just called them and prayed for both of them. And both of them got slain. Listen to this. This man is a Methodist. Everything operates by methods. Okay? Method one, method two, method three, method four. Methods. So he comes in for a service and he gets called out. I don't even know him. He hasn't seen me. And he prays and he gets knocked out. He doesn't even know what the term means. He just got knocked out. He was on the floor. So we just continue with the service. We really just knocked out. We never knew who he was. 2 days after the service, he came up to me, Pastor, I want to tell you this. While I was praying for him, he saw on the stage the backdrop, but he says it was beyond the backdrop. It was like something in time and space. He saw a very huge, white, bright light, like round, it's not like an atomic bomb, full of energy. He couldn't describe it. The only best way he could describe it was like a ball full of energy, and it was coming at supersonic speed, directed at him. He was speechless. He couldn't know. He didn't know what to do. He didn't know what was happening. And the huge energy, the huge ball hit him. Boom. And when they made contact, he said something happened. He felt he was floating like a piece of cotton wool. Like cloud. But we never saw it. He saw it while he was on the floor. And he said while that was happening, there was fire all over his body. It was really burning hot. There was real fire. But he was not consumed. He was not cremated. Because we see, saw him there. If he was cremated, I won't be here today, brother. I'll be in jail. Praise God. Amen. And he asked, Pastor, what is it? He said, the fire left his hands, he said. So hot, he said, for 2 days, the fire was burning still in his stomach. And until today, he's still awestruck. He's still awestruck and he's still very baffled because he's a Methodist. God is burning down all his methods. Hallelujah! Amen! The baptism of fire is burning down all his human methods. That's the supernatural realm. And that was 4 days before I was due to preach in my home church that Sunday. And God confirmed that message because I asked God, how to preach on supernatural powers? Don't have valame. No healing. No resurrection. Macam mana? All talk. No action. And God says, there, I'm doing a work now. It is not man-led. Programs that are not man-led, but the programs are spirit-led. We need to get into the spirit to find out from God what he wants to do, how he wants to do it. And that's why I say today I'm only a postman delivering a message. Hello? Is that okay with you? And this man has been regularly attending prayer encounter every Tuesday night. Now, what about that lady? Now, that lady is a lawyer. And in the course of her profession, she's now retired. She was also a judge, I was given to understand. And I said, she's from Sarawak, Kuching, Sarawak. They came over here. He says, Pastor, I have a failing eyesight. It started in 2018. My eyesight was failing and I was losing my sight. Eye problem. And it got so bad that she was not allowed to drive her car. She had to get somebody to drive for her. And the vision was getting bad. She was seeing a lot of things, but it's very cloudy. That night, God did a surgery. Mind you, doctor say, no cure. No medication, operation won't help. Probably eye transplant will help, but that's not possible at that time. So now, Jesus, and she's a Methodist. See, God has a good sense of humor. You know? God is going to strip down some of our mindsets. You know? We don't have to preach our guts out, you know, to convince you. God will convince you. Holy Spirit will convince you himself, amen, to tell you to strip down some of our mindsets, human logic and reasoning, and show you personally what he can do so that you got no choice but to believe. Just like this woman. Now she can see. Eyesight cleared. On the road to recovery. That has prompted me to ask God, wow, ini macam pun ada. And you know what God say? Now this is it. You start to have a relationship with God. You can get very personal. And I got that phrase now. You know what God answered? You ain't seen anything yet. Wow. Oh, I say, cool, huh? Cool, isn't it? This American style, huh? You ain't seen anything yet. I like that response. So church, I'm saying to you now, you ain't seen anything yet. Amen. Amen. You ain't heard anything yet. Praise God. So it's time that we should strip off all our mindsets. Secular mindsets. Secular mindsets that has crept into the church. Now we are going through a season of leadership building. People from the marketplace coming to the church have been trained to take up roles in leadership. When they come in from the marketplace, their understanding of leadership is very standard. Leadership means stepping on the person below you to climb up the ladder of success. Stabbing the person on your right and your left so that they won't compete with you to climb up the ladder of success. Hello, I know all this. I was in marketplace. I've seen all this happening, okay? I'm not in the church for umpteen years. There's like a church mouse coming out. I don't know what's happening. I know what's happening. And then when you come into the church, you come with that mindset of leadership as what you have been practicing. Somebody you don't like, issue memo. Sack. Chase out. Force out. Pressure out. Put in cold storage. Church. Leadership roles in the marketplace is 180 degrees from church leadership roles. Okay? Church leadership roles, as I understand it now, today, 38 years ago when I entered from marketplace into the church, the first thing I was asked to do, clean toilets. Vacuum the carpet. Arrange the chairs. And they do it every Saturday before the Sunday service. And I just wondered what on earth is going on. the important lesson to learn in church leadership building is servanthood. You hit it on the button, brother. Servanthood. To serve. Jesus came to serve and not to be served. So you do whatever is asked of you. You do the little things so that God can promote you to give you something bigger. It's rising from rank and file. No such thing as straight away, boom, you get a vision. You say, boom, next day you're here preaching. Oh, I haven't seen that lah. If you have, please tell me. I want to congratulate the person. He's totally and utterly blessed. All I know is that we went through the rank and file. And that's church leadership. Submission. Faithfulness. Teachability. Availability. If you can't remember any acronym, remember this acronym. FAT. F-A-T. FAT. It's not a bad word. It's called faithfulness. Availability. Teachability. FAT. Are you fat? Church, are you fat? In the good sense, huh? Are you learning something, church? It's about changing our mindsets. Because if you want to operate in the supernatural, these are the things that we need to address. Some of those things that we bring in from the secular, besides all those that I just mentioned, is another one called control. We graduate with masters in theology, masters in divinity, masters, a PhD, masters in business administration. We graduate with all those. And in the result of graduating, we learn one very important word, control. Control. How to get your people to work under you, produce results. Control. Delegate so you can go for holidays. Oops. I don't mean your pastor. Huh? He's on sabbatical. Woo! Now I've got to pray very hard. I may not be invited here already. So today may be the last. Huh? So I have to give you my best. Hallelujah. We got to change those mindsets. In order to serve, you must love. If you don't love, you can't serve. Because why? You're not supposed to sack. You're not supposed to put in cold storage. You're not supposed. You got to love the person till death. That's to serve. And that love cannot be your own love. It comes from God. It's the love of God. That's the one that drives your passion. Irrespective of days that are bad, irrespective of days that you are down, irrespective, that passion will continue to grow. Amen. That love doesn't distinguish between happiness and whether you are happy today or you're not happy. It doesn't. Because happiness is what the world tells us. Happiness is when you are happy, when you are having a job promotion. Happiness is when you have a good boss. Happiness is when you have good career. Happiness when your relationship is going fine. Happiness is when everything is smooth sailing. But when something happens, when tragedy strikes, we lose our happiness, we go into depression. That's not the Bible teaching. It's not about happiness. It's about joy. Joy is different from happiness. Joy is you can be joyful because why? God is your strength. Even in the worst of times. Now I'm going to close up now. Because of online. Have you heard of this phrase called throwing in the towel? You heard of this phrase? You understand what it means? Throwing in the towel. I'm speaking to this group here. Specifically. You heard of this phrase? Throwing in the towel. What does it mean? It means to give up. Give up on what? Give up on your marriage. Give up on your job. Give up on serving God. Give up on everything. It's just too tiresome and too difficult to carry on. It's just not worth it. So better to throw in the towel. I want you to know and listen to me today, church. That towel was depicted in the Bible. Jesus at the upper room on the Last Supper, he served communion just like we did today. And right after communion, he took a towel, a basin of water. And that towel, did Jesus throw in the towel? He don't have to wash the feet because one of those feet that he was going to wash was the one that's going to betray him. That was going to send him to the cross for 30 pieces of silver. He knew what he had to do. He had to be crucified. He had to be tortured. He had to be humiliated. For what? For something he didn't do. He was sinless. He didn't do anything. Yet he did it. He knew he had to do it. Why? Because God had showed him the plan. And he knew. He held that towel and he was thinking, should I or should I not? And I say to you today, you're holding that towel. Are you planning to throw in? Look at that towel. Jesus had every reason, every justification to throw in that towel and to walk out. And I will never blame him. You and I will never blame him. Because why? He didn't deserve what he had to go through for us. But he went through. He held on to that towel. He held on to the towel. He cleaned the feet of his disciples. He went through with it. So today, I want you to know, because Jesus held on to the towel, you can hold on to your towel. Don't throw in your towel. Don't throw in the sister, don't throw in that towel. God is not done with your relationship yet. Whoever you are, sister, wherever you are seated, God is saying this, don't throw in. Don't give up on your marriage. Don't give up on your relationship. God is still at work. Amen. You have not entered into the supernatural yet. Wait till you enter into the supernatural. You will see things happening. Amen. You are now looking at the physical. You are now looking at your spouse and say, oh, we're beyond redemption. No change, cannot change. You cannot change. I cannot change. Pastors cannot change. But God can change. Character first, God says. You're planning to throw in the towel because why? You got a boss that's unreasonable. You got a boss that's difficult to deal with. You've got a boss that you find very difficult to work with. And you see, I'm going to throw in the towel. I'm going to look for a better job. I need the peace of mind. I need some peace in my heart. I can't take this anymore. I'm at the end of my patience. I want to throw in the towel. God is saying to you, no, look at the towel. Then look at Jesus. And Jesus says, cast your cares on him. Cast your cares on him. There's a song, I don't know how to sing it. If I sing, you all will fall asleep. But the word says, if he carried the weight of the world on his shoulders, I am sure he will carry you through, brother. If he carried the weight of the world on his shoulders, I am sure he will carry you through, sister. Jesus is here this morning. Jesus is in the house this morning. Holy Spirit is in the house this morning. He's moving in your hearts this morning. Hallelujah. He's going to do a work in your life this morning. And if you're thinking of throwing in the towel, ministry is difficult. Ministry is challenging. It doesn't pay. And how am I going to survive on that little from ministry? I can't pay my rent. I can't pay my utility bills. I can't pay for food. I can't meet my needs. Let me say this. Shift your mindset this morning. Have faith as small as a mustard seed and say, I will not look at man. I will not look at natural circumstances, but I'm going to look at the spiritual and say, God will supply all my needs according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus. Hold on to that towel. Don't let the devil tell you anything else different, because you ain't seen anything yet. You ain't seen how our God is going to work. You ain't seen how our God is going to perform the miracle in your life. You have heard a lot of testimonies from other people all these years. years, you have never seen one iota of a destiny for yourself. Let me say this, it's going to change today. You can see the testimony for yourself today. A testimony that God is going to change your life. If you enter into the supernatural, into the spiritual. Man, this part is not my message. This is from the Holy Spirit. This is for this church, this day, Sunday, today. The 1st of October. Remember this date. Remember this date. 5 years from now, 10 years from now, if something happens to you, you will remember this date when it first started. Because God changed your mind. Amen. God told you to hold on to your towel and not throw it in. Oh. I had many times, to be very honest with you, I'll be frank with you, I had many times wanted to throw in the towel. Many times. Not just once. But something kept pulling me back. It was the first encounter. It was the second encounter. It was the third encounter. It was the fourth encounter, the fifth, the sixth, the umpteen encounters that I was reminded of how God saw us through. If I were to share all these encounters, it would take another half a day. But believe me, you, today, you will remember today, 1st of October, 2023. This will be your first encounter. Amen. And there will be many more to come as you walk in the spiritual realm, as you live and worship God in spirit and in truth and believe Him by faith. You will see how God will move in your life. Those of you who are praying and you're giving up on praying for your lost one, for your spouse, and he says, Pastor, yes, I don't see any change. It's getting worse. Like I said, God is not beholden to our understanding of time. God is eternal. He is permanent. And He is invincible. Your eyes don't see it. Your eyes won't see one day your spouse will just have an encounter and it will happen in the blink of an eye. It's a split moment decision, and that will confound even you yourself. You think that's not possible? Well, I want to tell you, with God, all things are possible. Amen. You believe it? Let's stand. Hallelujah. Praise God. This is a new season, church. And Destiny is the first church outside of my home church listening to this message. As I said, if it was my message, it would be a different message. But this is God's message. And God wants to change the mindsets of how we do church. All this while, we say we preach the full gospel. That's only half a truth, because there was no signs and wonders following. You want to see the full gospel being preached? When the word of God is preached, signs and wonders will follow. Amen. And what is the signs and wonders? You are the signs and the wonders of God. Amen. You are the people that God wants to change. Amen. You are the miracle workers that God wants to use. You are the one, irrespective of your denomination or your understanding of your doctrines. Because why? Even a Methodist can be slain. Amen. Even a Methodist can be hit. What more? Tongue speaking, fire baptized, Pentecostal Christians, amen, who worship God in spirit and in truth. No excuse. You ain't seen anything yet, brother. I know you're thinking in your heart, how, Pastor, how? It's not about how, it's about when. When is going to happen? You need to trust God. You need to press in. It's not about how, brother. It's about when. And it's going to happen. I can say this in our lifetime. Because after this, no need to do anything. Just enjoy, worship God. In the heavenlies, amen. It's here. It's here that we need it. Because it's here that we need to fight. It's here that we need to war against the flesh and blood. It's here that we need to overcome all these challenges. It's here that we need. And Jesus says, Everything that I have received, I have freely given to you. What more is there to ask? Amen. Everything that is within me is also in you. The Holy Spirit is in you now. He will lead you and guide you into all truth. All, not some, all. So now we'd like to pray. Amen. I want you to close your eyes. Father, in Jesus' name, we come this morning, Lord, asking, Lord, that what we have heard today will be a revelation knowledge to us, Lord. Nobody knew about my problem, but God, you know about everything, Lord. Nobody knew what I was going through, but you knew what I was going through. Nobody understood and was able to understand how difficult it was, but you saw everything, Lord. Today we stand here in the midst of holiness, Father, in the midst of the presence of your Holy Spirit. We stand here today, Lord, because you are sovereign, Lord. We stand here today because we believe, Father. And because we believe, Lord, we know we shall receive, Lord. So, Lord, we ask today that you will open the eyes of our heart, Lord. Not our natural eyes, but the eyes of our heart, Lord. That we may believe you, O Lord, by faith, O God. It's not what our eyes see, O Lord, but what our hearts believe, O Lord. Open the doors of our heart today, Lord. Show us, O Lord. Show us, O Lord, that you are a God that has eyes but see, and the ears that hear, and a mouth that speaks, O Lord. Help us, Jesus, today to trust you completely, O Lord, for whatever challenges we are going through, Lord. Man cannot solve, but you are the one that's able. And we ask and invite you, Jesus, that you will come into our boat, O Lord. That as we ride through this storm, O Lord, when you are in this boat, Lord, we can say with authority, peace be still, and the storm will be still, O Lord. The waves will be still, O Lord. And the boat will not sink, O Lord, because you are with us, O Lord. Emmanuel, Emmanuel, be with us, God, today. Come, Lord, today. Come, Jesus. Come in your power. Come in the demonstration of your power, Holy Spirit. God, we just give you the praise. Thank you, Jesus.